Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Gretchen Cook from Spokane, Washington.
Hey, Gretchen, how are things in Spokane?
Doing pretty good.
I'm glad to hear it. What do you do there?
Currently I'm learning how to be a new mom, but when I return from maternity leave, I'm a program manager.
How's the new mom thing going?
It's going all right. I have a three-week-old.
A three-week-old?
Wow.
Oh.
That's nice.
Wow. Has your child already started to resent you yet?
Not yet.
All right. That'll come. That's more like 6 months. All right. Well, welcome to the show, Gretchen. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Gretchen's topic?
Here. Try these new heated earbuds.
It's not enough to just own fancy gadgets these days. You need all the stuff that goes with them, too. The docking stations and earphones and little miniature beds to tuck them in at night so they'll be comfy. Our panelists are going to read you three stories about fancy new tech accessories. Guess the real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail. Ready to go?
Yes.
First up, let's hear from Adam Felber.
What happens when you're entertaining at home, receive a cell phone call, and don't impress everyone by rushing to answer it inside your own genuine refurbished Bluetooth-enabled vintage London red phone box? Well, then you won't look nearly as cool as a guy who does answer his cell phone calls in a genuine refurbished Bluetooth-enabled vintage London red phone box. Yes, thanks to the innovators at BritTech Limited, for a mere $9,000, this high-tech immobile phone kiosk will ring whenever a paired cell phone is in range, which will magically allow you to go through the cumbersome process of opening the booth's doors, walking into the booth, shutting the door, picking up the heavy receiver, and amazingly enough, talk to someone miles away, all with the added new era benefits of poor reception and dropped calls. Shipping of the 1,600-pound cast-iron phone kiosk is included in the price tag and is a sure way to simultaneously display your anglophilia, technophilia, and complete wankerhood.
Using a mobile phone booth in your home to make mobile phone calls, your next story of an accessory for your accessory comes from Paula Poundstone.
If you've got a fancy piece of technology, you've got to have something to fancy to wrap it in. Let's see, Gucci, Vera Wang. Nah, I got it. How about Bernie Madoff's used pants? Tech entrepreneur John Vaccaro bought the former duds of Bernie Madoff and turned them into ostentatious tech jammies. When at an auction of Bernie Madoff's belongings, Vaccaro saw the wild desire behind the plaintiff bids of the Wall Street bankers on the swindler's velvet slippers, he sensed a market for all things Madoff. He managed to snag a stack of pants and cashmere sweaters formerly worn by the former con artist. Each pair of Madoff's 35 to 36-inch waist pants yields four iPad cases with the promise of unlimited more. Some even still bear Bernie's name tag mandatorily sewn into his clothes each summer before Ponzi camp.
iPad covers made from the very trousers and other clothing of Bernie Madoff. Your last story of gadget augmentation comes from Tom Baudet.
Responding to the alarming rise of injuries caused by engrossed smartphone and tablet users walking into traffic and over cliffs, leading PDA makers Apple and Nokia have joined forces to produce WatchOut, a Bluetooth proximity and audio sensor that employs a simple on-screen text message to keep users apprised of their surroundings. Bus approaching right flank might allow you to survive your fantasy football draft. Brick wall ahead could save you thousands on corrective face surgery while you monitor your disintegrating 401k. The application can help with basic social cues as well. The line has moved. We'll alert you to step forward at the Starbucks or DMV. Your wife appears to be speaking to you, and a child sounds injured, may keep your home life peaceful even while you ignore it. Watch out for Watch Out, approaching from your blind side.
All right. All of these, we all admit, would be something that the tech lover in your life might want, but only one of them exists. Is it from Adam Felber, a genuine British red telephone box engineered so that you can use it to make calls on your cell phone from the comfort of your home? From Paula Poundstone, iPad covers made from the very trousers and other clothing of Mr. Bernie Madoff. Or from Tom Baudet, an app for your smartphone that will tell you what's going on around you while you're looking at your smartphone. Which of these is the real story of a tech accessory?
I know a few people who could probably use an app that would help them know what's going on around them. So I'm going to go with Tom's story.
You're going to go with Tom's story about the app that warns you that you're about to walk into a wall and such.
Yes.
All right, well, that's your choice then. Well, we actually spoke, we're so pleased, to the person who's bringing this great thing to the tech users of the world.
I went on the auction site for the Bernie Madoff auction, and all of a sudden I saw 20 cashmere sweaters. And immediately I was like, light bulb, I'm making iPad covers out of them.
Yeah, that was John Vaccaro, the man behind the Bernie Madoff iPad covers made from Madoff's cashmere sweaters and his pants. So I'm sorry, but obviously Paula Poundstone had the real answer, as strange as it may seem. However, I think that money is going to be flooding in to invest in Tom's product. Especially from disaffected spouses, am I guessing correctly? Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gretchen.
You're down to earth, and I can give it a whirl. I'm a low-tech guy in a high-tech world.
I'm a low-tech guy in a high-tech world.